Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you're in trouble, Red Sox, when you get a second disappointed wow from Will Fleming.
Sad Fleming.
Sad Fleming, indeed. A weird one. I just want to warn you guys, and you're going to say, oh, this was the time, Andy? I was planning on coming in being very much insufferable, Andy, because going back to early in the year when I said David Hamilton's going to win you baseball games.
Yeah.
Because you all hated him. Steal second, steal third.
Are you out of your mind?
And they take the lead 4-3. And then the freaking skies open up, the wind opened up, and they go to a tarp. I didn't even see the tarp coming. They go to commercial. So
yeah.
The top of the ninth happens.
Yep.
Red Sox do not score. Then they go to the bottom of the ninth, and I'm like, what's that thing on the field, and why is it there? And why didn't you tell us earlier that that was going to be there? Because they knew it was coming, because on TV I'm watching sixth inning, maybe seventh inning, Will Middlebrooks is like, we got to get moving. There is hellacious stuff coming. He said they're predicting 60-mile-an-hour winds and rain.
Yeah.
And it all came.
It looked gnarly.
As soon as they put the tarp down, they showed that footage of like garbage blowing across the field at 50 miles an hour.
They were bringing out the cart with more sandbags to throw onto
right.
The end of it because you could already kind of see it rippling in the wind. Bad.
And as you heard Alex Cora allude to, Jordan Hicks had been up in the top half of the ninth inning when the Red Sox are scoring, warming up, getting ready to come in because this is the night. You have no Chapman because
yep.
He left the night earlier with the back soreness. You have no Whitlock because he was, I guess, already sick and then got sicker on the flight out there, which was hellacious. We'll talk to the manager of the Red Sox at 3:30 about that. I guess guys were like literally getting sick on the plane. He slept through it apparently,
yep.
So
yep.
I don't know if he'll offer much insight. But they were undermanned in the bullpen.
They were.
Which they kind of have been all year, especially as guys have started to fall off along the way. And the bullpen did a nice job up until the end when Hicks had to get hot, sit for 90 minutes, get hot again, come back, and not have any idea where the strike zone is or even, you know, avoiding hitting multiple batters. And they lose. Now, I'm not going to go to the extent of there should never be a rain delay halfway through the ninth. The umpire should have awarded the game to the Red Sox, blah, blah, blah. But I will say, is it too much to ask that you maybe give Cora and the Red Sox a heads up that you might not want to warm that guy up now because we're putting the tarp on the field as soon as this half inning ends? Like, I feel like they got screwed a little bit there, either circumstantially or just flat out got screwed.
No, I think there's something to that. And it's the, I was reading the rules this morning just to see if there was anything the Red Sox could have done about it. I mean, it's the quote unquote, the absolute power of the crew chief
yeah.
to decide when they go into delay and if they choose to come back or not. But yeah, they're supposed to be, I would imagine there's some kind of like, hey, you know, here's what the radar looks like, guys. This is what we're forecasting. And you bring the head of the grounds crew out there and you have a conversation. And this is what we're looking at because, yeah, you were in about the worst place possible because Hicks was your last healthy reliever available.
Yep.
If God forbid they get through or he gives up the one run and they go to extras, I don't know who the hell was going to come out on the mound in the 10th. But that was its own issue. So he was all you had. And, yeah, that's as much as you want to point to this went wrong and this went wrong, they were just unlucky last night.
And Hicks might have blown it anyway because he's not that good. There's a reason he's 1-7 with a 6-something ERA, and I stand by every time I watch a game, he throws the ball to the backstop.
Yeah.
This time, the ball didn't go to the backstop because he hit people instead. But the one thing I would say, and I'd never tell Alex Cora how to do his job, but in this situation, if I was a Bill Belichick, Ernie Adams, crazy maniacal planner.
Going to the league?
No.
Okay.
I know the weather's coming.
Okay.
I can probably even see it visually. I don't warm up Hicks. And then if we go to the ninth, I put Weissert on the mound. He throws one pitch of warm-up and grabs his arm. Oh, we got an injury. This is unfortunate. Hicks is going to have to come in cold, so he gets as many warm-up pitches as he needs. And you know what I mean? You avoid this situation where you warmed him up, and then he sat for an hour and a half and had to go again.
Yeah.
And maybe that's too much advanced planning or foresight, but I just wonder if I was there in the building and I knew I only had one pitcher left,
yeah,
and I knew a rain delay could be coming, and the umps haven't given me any information. Because that's the other thing. If the umps told me, no, we're not going to delay this. We're going to get this game in. We're going to get the ninth in. Then I would warm up Hicks, I guess, because
yeah,
I have to trust them.
Just go according to what the plan is that's being given out, as opposed to not being shared a plan at
all. So if I don't have a plan and they're not going to help me, I think I would have done that. I think I would have not warmed Hicks up, put Weissert out there, ask him to stumble on the mound, grab his leg or something. Oh, my calf. I got a calf cramp.
Yeah.
Oh, you go out. You know, you
those
do
are the worst. Oh, yeah, those
right.
are the worst,
the trainer
man,
comes
yeah.
out. The
no,
ump
take,
comes
take
out.
Take your time. Take
all
your
right,
time. Don't
Hicks,
rush
you're
it.
Up now. We're going to have to bring you in, and you get as many. So it was unfortunate, and it's
yeah.
an unfortunate loss because it's a good comeback game. You got a big hit from Bregman again, a Bregman bomb, the whole thing. I felt good about this. You got – it was Roman Anthony who walked, I believe, to bring in Hamilton as the pinch runner, right?
Roman Anthony drove
Roman
him
Anthony
in.
He drove him in.
He turned 100
yes.
miles an hour from the Duran around for a base hit to score the run. And the margins are razor thin right
yes.
now as we get closer to the deadline. Because if you won, you would have tied the Yankees for the
correct.
Top spot in the wild card. But if you lost and the Rangers won, you were out of the playoffs. Luckily, everybody decided to lose
right.
last night.
But you had an opportunity. That would have been a huge win. Now, to get to our vaunted 6-6, you're going to have to win the next two against Minnesota, which tonight should be a good one. They're going to have to go to a bullpen game because they traded their starting pitcher, Paddock,
yes.
yesterday.
Yeah.
So you should have an opportunity to maybe score some runs early in this one, get
you got
to their bullpen.
Two of your best three options to win the next two games. You got Giolito and Bayo coming up over the
yep.
next two games. So you should, theoretically, based on how thin they are right now, be able to get to your 6-6 and win the series. But again, that's of all the one-run losses. And now I think you're up to 21 one-run losses or something to that effect. That's the one where you just go, come on. Like, at a certain point, the baseball gods are just spitting on your face when you're doing stuff like that. That's crazy.
I also was up late enough to, before I went to sleep and then found out the result after the 90-minute rain
yeah.
delay in the morning, I was up late enough to add to my Joe Ryan trade. I still want Joe Ryan.
Okay.
But if the Twins want to throw in Griffin Jacks.
Yeah, very good.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, his numbers are a little inflated, so hopefully his value's down
don't
a little bit.
Don't care about his numbers.
He would be tremendous.
I don't mean to be the, like, baseball douche, but his stuff is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, he's just having a down year.
He made Bregman look silly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
I'll take. So let's make that a blockbuster. Let's improve the bullpen Kay. And the starting rotation when we do that deal with the Twins.
I'm in.
About a half hour from now, we'll talk about all things Red Sox with Red Sox manager Alex Cora, the bumpy flight, the bumpy game last night, everything and more. But up next, Ted Johnson, fresh off the practice field. I know he has a lot of thoughts. We'll get to some of those maybe in his three-point stance, and then we'll talk a lot of Patriots training camp practice after the Cora interview. But it's 3 o'clock. It's Ted Johnson. It's three-point stance time. And I'm going to tell you which wide receiver for the Patriots is being disrespected and overlooked by all y'all. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.